Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. And then I haven't just had a conversation about my music the other day that I was being honest as an artist, intellectual, doctor, etc. Well, some people near me criticize my podcasts. And I don't like responding to critics because it will go nowhere. Unfortunately, in this lifetime, I realize when you're trying to do what's right, expressing thyself or have a gift like I do, there's going to be people who are envious, jealous, or who want to undermine it. It happens to everyone who has a dream. And I'm saying that because, you know, these same people said I didn't write my song. I didn't write the song. I really want to get to know you. I didn't write the lyrics. I didn't write nothing. I don't own it. The truth is, all that is false. I think I'm dealing with a narcissist or a sociopath type person, one who says that. I don't like to bring it up. You know, the truth is, I try to be nice to everybody, regardless of where they come from, and respect everyone's artistry. If they did something great or own something or is talented or something, me as a person, I guess I have a nice guy approach to always respect the artist, say nice things about them, don't put them down. But that's how you deal with people. Unfortunately, some people don't have that. But that's sad, but we wish they do have or did have that aspect, because that would make the world a better place. As I said before in previous podcasts, many, that I was a member of BMI. I own all my music. You can check BMI for 350 songs, or ASCAP, I'm a publisher, the songs on there too, or, you know, you can check, the most important thing, you can check my copyright. I own all the songs that were released on those albums. The truth is, I wrote so many songs, I wrote so many that some of them, I don't even know where they are. Yeah, that's the scary thing. I wrote so many songs on paper, singing it, and with groups. I had tapes where there was a lot of instruments played with other people, and it's all been misplaced. And yeah, I think we tried to get an old man's copyright on some things a long time ago, because we didn't get the record copyright. Well, anyway. The truth of the matter is, some people near me do not like me being honest about what I have to say with regards to the music I made, but I have to. Some people don't like me being honest about others, but I have to. I have to be honest about business, money, politics, music, which is very important to me. Because that's how I can show to myself first and the world that I am genuinely true and real as an artist, musician, intellectual. You know, I paid my dues. I still am, you know. I had to copyright my songs. That's the truth. Because if I didn't, look what has happened. Somebody saying, near me saying that they didn't write it, made allegations about using it or owning it. So I can't just make a song and just, that's that. While I have received no recognition from the use of any of that, and I'm still aspiring. To all musicians or to songwriters like me, to you out there, copyright your stuff. registered with BMISF or any song licensing organization, because you deserve to own it and you deserve to have it. But in a philosophical term, I like to deal with people who are nice to me and I'm nice to them. I have to be, nice. That's how you get along. I don't want to deal with somebody who say bad things about me, especially it ain't true. Like they would criticize it. Oh, I ain't a doctor. I have this or that. If you hear something negative about me, you should ask if you're talking to the real Dove Knight. I am the real Dove Knight, and I will tell you the truth. You shouldn't go by allegation whether somebody owns something. You just look on the U.S. Copyright Office and be a mind, you'll know. But that leads me to wondering, okay, that leads me to some other situations that I get a little concerned about, because it shouldn't be an issue whether I own the song or not. I was in the studio, and yes, there's a other person who owns some of my music because he wrote it with me. And yes, there are other. He was on the account. There is another few people who own the song with me too that I didn't release. And those guys and me, we were considered like a group. Yeah, we were like a group, ready to go to, one was a guitarist, one was a bassist, one was a drummer, and I was a vocalist. I wrote a lot of the songs, most of them, with someone, with another member, or et cetera, et cetera. So that group didn't pan out, but we had so many songs. That was the real thing about it, all that struggling. I mean, I already was struggling for a very long time at that period. But still, I wrote it. So if you want to know who writes, and who, if you want to know someone's a legitimate songwriter, check the U.S. Copyright Office, check the BMI, SCAP, or CSAC, or they got PRS or whatever. I don't know if I'm going to be at BMI forever, but right now I am with BMI. I've been with BMI for a very long time. Songwriting is just one aspect of my artistry, and I can honestly say it has become a joy to write. It's a lot of hard work, especially when I was on stage so many times in the past. It's a lot of hard work to do it in the studio, but it's worth it because I'm a creator. Created with a dream. If anyone would ask whether I gave permission for the songs or whatever, I have had nobody contact me about my music at all in my lifetime, which is sad, but I put it out there. I submitted it to people, and I guess they didn't like it. Or honestly, it's the best policy when it comes to owning music. Don't listen to some lies or someone said he didn't own it or whatever. I realize that envy or jealousy does happen to people like you and me who have talent. If you have a talent or if you're a genius or if you're just something way up your alley or you are aspiring, you're a go-getter, you want to be somebody, unfortunately, sometimes you're going to come across someone who doesn't like that. You have to just push them out the way and continue to go for your dream. We can't let jealous people or some narcissist or someone envy of your success of your talent get in your way. You just have to continue. I always talk about it because that's what I dealt with throughout my life. I didn't know how to deal when I was a child because it did affect me. It's like when I was an artist, but I realized I had a little bit of brains in school, but some kids were jealous of me. My grades went down. I didn't know how to handle it. Now I realize the same situation is happening as I aspire with my music and other things. As an adult, I know how to handle it. I continue. I had to do it on my own terms. Don't hang out with dream killers. Don't hang out with liars or something. Don't let liars get in my way. I can't. Life is too short. And we all know this. I hope this is the last show I talk about it. But it's about going for that Hollywood dream. Oh, by the way, if you hear me and my voice sound real low, I'm very tired. So I'm not on no drugs or no alcohol. I honestly can say I'm not addicted to anything. And I just want to say I am in the process of doing something on the intellectual side. You know, it's very hard, and I could fail it, but I'm going to do the best I can. You know, while I may have some brains on me, I acquired them from hard work. And, you know, I may not be the smartest person or the most talented, but I am very bright, and I do have talent to write and sing. And I got to cherish those dreams, and so do you. And I hope you have a good Sunday morning. We all deserve to have a good Sunday morning. Good day, good night. From Doug Knight.
To tell you.